Love and peace to you, dear heart dwellers. This is Mother Elizabeth. And one of our amazingly wonderful heart dwellers had a powerful vision from the Lord I'd like to share with all of you. She began, I was walking with Jesus, holding his hand. It was beautiful outside. We seemed to be in a meadow bordering on a forest. He motioned to me in the direction he wanted us to go. He indicated a path that went up a slight hill. We walked along and talked, but then up ahead I saw an archway into a stone cave. I hesitated, then stopped walking. I said to Jesus, "What is that? Where are we going? I don't want to go in there." He said, "Do you trust me, my love?" I replied, "Yes," still not wanting to go into the cave. As we approached the opening, I could see inside. It was dark, and there was a stone walkway with trenches or ditches on each side of the walkway. In those trenches were fiery flames. I only quickly glanced to the side, and I was holding Jesus' hand tighter, and I was hugging closer to him as we walked. The fire couldn't reach us, but it was hot and not pleasant. Then up ahead was another arched doorway leading deeper into the cave. As we got closer, what I saw made me hesitate again. It was an inferno fire. There was no space, only intense fire and heat. This time the fire was not beside the path, but covered the whole path. It was wall to wall. The flames were so intense and hot, it felt like it would suck the breath right out of you. I realized we were going to walk right into the flames. There was no way around the fire. We had to walk through it. Then we walked right into the fire, the raging inferno. We walked slow but steady. Then I saw somewhat through the fiery flames what looked like the end of the tunnel. An opening that went outside. It seemed so far away. We had so far to go through the fire to get there. I just kept holding Jesus' hand very tightly, but I was growing weak. I started to slow down because the heat was so intense. The flames felt like scorching winds swirling around me, my face, my head. I couldn't see in front of me, but I knew I was still holding Jesus' hand. We had just passed the halfway point, and I was going to collapse, as the strength was being sucked out of me. I couldn't go on any further. I started to go down. At once, Jesus picked me up, and I buried my head into his chest, totally weak and unable to walk. He carried me until we finally reached the end of the tunnel. Jesus, still carrying me, walked through the opening and we were outside. It was sunny and beautiful. I felt totally revived. There was a bright glow coming from below me. I looked down. It was my gown and it was glowing. It was so white and clean. My gown was so very bright. I said to Jesus, "Wow, look at my gown. It's glowing. Is this really what I'm seeing?" Smiling, Jesus said, "Yes, that is what your gown will look like after you come through the fire." And that was the end of her vision. Lord, what an incredible vision. Do you have anything to add? Jesus began, I want all my precious heart dwellers to be encouraged and to have more faith to stand firm when the struggles and sufferings grow more intense. I am with you and will go through the fiery trials by your side, carrying you when necessary. Your faith must be unshakable, and the very fire the enemy meant to destroy you will be used to bless you and set you free. I'm reminded of James 1:2. Consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds. He continued, when you go through the fire with faith in me, you will come out unbound, unharmed, and unshaken. I was thinking about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And why do they have to go into the fiery furnace? The Lord could have rescued them at any time. Knowing my thoughts, Jesus said, I wanted them to experience my protection and deliverance for having faith in me, and to show all that I am the living God and there is no other. That was the end of his message. The Lord will save us from the fire, but we still need to be deeply rooted in his vine, have faith, and walk through the flames with Jesus at our side. It is written in Isaiah 43:2, when you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And when you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burned. The flames will not set you ablaze. God bless you, dear heart dwellers, and know that our Lord is ever present at all times. Let us continue to hold on to his hand and stay in his loving embrace.